Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, let me give you a brief snapshot of the events that occurred leading up to our selected scriptural text for today. Throughout this sermon, we're going to harmonize scripture with scripture. Y'all know, understand what harmonizing scripture, so we're gonna look at Mark, but then we're going to look at parallel passages in John and in other books, all right? Jesus just performed a notable miracle. Jesus, along with his disciples, had withdrawn by boat to a private solitary place. The biblical writers Matthew and Mark give us a few reasons why Jesus felt that withdrawing with his disciples was necessary. Matthew tells us that one of the reasons that Jesus withdrew with his disciples was because he had heard the news from some of John's disciples that John had been beheaded by Herod the Tetrarch and now was dead. Mark gives us another reason why Jesus withdrew with his disciples to a solitary place. Mark tells us in his gospel in chapter 6, verses 31 and 32, that because so many people were coming and going, the disciples nor Jesus did not even have a chance to rest or eat. So Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and let's get some rest." So they got on a boat and went on their way. Well, Mark tells us that many people saw them leaving and anticipated the place where Jesus and his disciples were going. So the Bible says that word of where they were going spread rapidly, and that crowds ran on foot from the neighboring towns and villages to the suspected solitary place that Jesus had selected. When Jesus and his disciples landed on the other side of the lake, guess what? There was a large crowd that had already gathered waiting for Jesus and his disciples' arrival. Now remember, Jesus and his disciples' original purpose for getting on a boat and crossing the lake was to try to get away from the crowd in order to get some much needed rest. And let me pause and say right here to those of you who are considering entering into ministry that real ministry is tiring work. Real ministry is a joy to do, but it is physically, emotionally, and spiritually tiring. Don't you dare think that ministry is all glitz and glamour. Real ministry is toilsome. And I found out that you need some time away from the crowd in order to get your own self renewed. But when Jesus, this is our Jesus, when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Even though he was tired and hungry, his love and concern for the people caused him to look beyond his personal needs and respond to the needs of broken humanity. The Bible says that he had compassion on them and healed their sick. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad that I serve a God who is full of compassion. I'm so glad that I know that if no one else cares about me, I know that Jesus cares. Well, as evening approached, the disciples came to Jesus expressing concern about the crowd that had gathered. They reminded Jesus that they were in a remote or solitary place and that it was getting late and that they lacked the natural resources to feed such a multitude of people. They suggested to Jesus that Jesus should send the crowd away so they could go into the nearby villages and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus tells the disciples, "You give them something to eat." John in his gospel, chapter 6, verse 7, tells us that Philip answered Jesus by saying, "Look, Jesus, 8 month wages would not buy enough bread for each one of these people to even have a bite." Then according to Mark's gospel, chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus told them to go and see how many loaves that they could find amongst the crowd. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, brought to Jesus a boy who had 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. And then Andrew says to Jesus, "Now, wait a minute, Jesus. How far will these 5 little barley loaves and 2 small fish go amongst so many people?" Jesus says, "Andrew, bring them to me." Jesus then told the disciples, "Look, sit the people down on the grass in groups of hundreds and fifties." And Jesus, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up to heaven, gave thanks to his Father for them, and began to break the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. Matthew in his gospel tells us in chapter 14, verse 20, that all, somebody say all, all the people ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Now let me go back and make a point here. The Bible said that the people ate until they were satisfied. It didn't say they ate till they were full. But they were satisfied. Some of us are so hard to satisfy. Come on, somebody. We got to have a full stomach. We have to have a full closet of clothes. Come on, somebody. We got to have a bank full of money. But I'm not asking God to fill me up, just satisfy my needs. Matthew then tells us in verse 21 that the number of those who ate was about, check this out, 5,000 men. Besides women and children. Five small barley loaves and two fish fed over 5,000 plus until they were satisfied. And guess what? There were leftovers. Let me pause right here to say to you that Jesus is still in the business of doing much with just a little. He is still taking the little that we place in his hand. And supernaturally transforming it into what we need. Aren't you glad about it? Lest I keep you too long. Immediately after Jesus had performed this great and notable miracle, Matthew tells us that Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he stayed back and dismissed the crowd. Reverend Jones, why did Jesus make or send the disciples immediately away? Let's consider that. Possibly one of the reasons why Jesus immediately sent his disciples away is found in John's gospel. You see, in John 6:14, John tells us that after the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who has come into the world." And then John tells us in verse 15, that Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Jesus knew these folk were going to try to make him king before his time. Another reason why Jesus might have made the disciples leave was maybe the disciples themselves thought this was a good idea and joined in with the people to try to make Jesus king. Hey, think about it. If Jesus was made king, then they, his disciples, would be rulers in his kingdom. Oh, come on, y'all. Maybe Jesus sent them away to keep them from falling prey to the wishes of the people and to the temptation of thinking of themselves more highly than they ought to. And let me remind some of us, we got to be careful never to think that we are the only stars on God's stage. God always got somebody in the wings that can take your place and my place. Another possible reason, I'm going through, I'm going to get us out of here. Why Jesus might have made his disciples leave ahead of him was to see if they had learned anything from what they just witnessed. What did they just witness? They just witnessed the supernatural move of God. They witnessed 5 barley loaves and 2 fish feed over 5,000 people. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when we have seen and have experienced a mighty move of God in our lives, God will allow us and even sometimes send us into something that will cause us to see if we really have learned the lesson that we can trust and depend on him. Maybe that's why Jesus sent his disciples ahead of him. He knew that in their crossing the lake, that they would encounter strong winds, and he wanted to see if they had learned that there is nothing impossible with God. Well, whatever Jesus' reasons were, he made them go ahead of him. And after dismissing the crowd, Jesus went up into the mountainside to pray. And let me just pause here and say that if Jesus, while here on earth, robed in flesh, if Jesus needed and sought time alone with his Father, don't you think we need the same? Though Jesus was in great demand all of the time and was busy serving and ministering to broken humanity, Jesus still took the time to spend some alone time with his heavenly Father. You know what? It was in his alone time with the Father that his strength was renewed. And guess what? It is during our time alone with God that he can speak to us and renew our strength and give us direction on what he wants us to do for his kingdom and for our lives. After spending time alone talking with his Father, Jesus, from his mountainside vantage point, sees the disciples' boat. John tells us that it was evening when the disciples left to cross to the other side of the lake. Now, leaving at this time would not be unique for several of the disciples, because several of the disciples were fishermen. And fishing was done at night. So being out on the water during evening and early morning hours was not unusual to some of the disciples. And John tells us that the disciples had rowed the boat 3 to 3.5 miles away from the shore. Mark tells us that Jesus actually watched the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Jesus on a mountainside 3 to 3.5 miles away was able to watch his disciples straining in the boat. You know, this truth should serve as an encouragement to us believers. It should encourage us because it reminds us that no matter how dark the night may seem to us, that Jesus got his eyes on us. It ought to encourage us because it reminds us that he knows what we are straining against. But guess what? It also should encourage us, because if text going to prove that nothing can stop Jesus from getting to us where we are located. The scriptures say that during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. Now, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, the Bible says they were terrified and screamed, "It's a ghost." Now, I don't want us to be so spiritually critical of how the disciples responded, because it's most likely that we all would have reacted the same way. You see, the disciples knew that they left Jesus on the shore, and that Jesus took a boat over to get to the land. And as far as they were concerned, that Jesus would have to catch a boat to get back. So seeing a figure at night walking upon the lake waters would have been frightening. Tell your neighbor, I would have been scared. Disciples cried out, "It's a ghost." And there are some of us who are here watching or listening today who, like the disciples, are still seeing ghosts, which have us living in fear. I ain't talking about seeing Casper the friendly ghost. I'm talking about ghosts of our past. Some of us are seeing ghosts of past sins, ghosts of past mistakes, ghost of past spiritual failure. We see ghosts, and they're haunting us and following us. It seems like everywhere we go. But when Jesus heard them cry out in fear, the Bible says he immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Now check this out. The words take courage in the Greek is translated as cheer up. The idea is that things are going to get better. Things are looking up. Or in other words, things are going to be all right. Why does Jesus tell his disciples to cheer up? Let me give you a good reason. Jesus told them to cheer up because he was there. And Jesus knew that things couldn't stay the way they were when he showed up. And my brothers and sisters, one of the greatest tricks that the enemy tries to suggest to the believer when he or she is going through this strain of life is that God has absented himself from them. The enemy tries to get us to buy into the false truth that God has skipped town on us, that God has abandoned us. If we start believing that God has left us, then we panic and lose our hope. But Jesus has promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Songwriter said his eye is on the sparrow. And if his eye is on the sparrow, I know that he watches me too. So just as Jesus told his disciples when they were in the midst of a storm and fearful of what they were looking at, Jesus said to them, cheer up. Don't be afraid. And I'm so glad you came to church this morning, because I've got a message from the Lord. And he says to you and I today, don't be afraid. Cheer up. Why, Pastor? Because even though we may be surprised in the form that he shows up, guess what? He's on the way. Cheer up. Because if he is there, no storm can take you out. Cheer up. Because when he is there, no storm can harm you. Cheer up. Because he's there. Because when Jesus is there with you in the storm will pass over. Aren't you glad? that when Jesus is with you, that trouble don't last always. Aren't you glad you can cheer up because you know that weeping may endure for just the night, but joy will come in the morning. Cheer up, cheer up, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Cheer up, my brother and sister, because no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper when Jesus is with us. Cheer up, my brothers and sisters, because he promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. Yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, cheer up. Don't be afraid, because Jesus, our master, our savior, the master of earth, the winds, the waves, the storms, when he is with us, we will survive. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Cheer up, cheer up. Don't you allow depression to defeat you and lock you up in a prison cell of fear. Cheer up. You may not be able to see right now because it may be so dark around you. But you can still live a victorious life knowing that because he lives, we'll be able to face tomorrow. And he is a keeper.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.